Hey, hello? Hello?
Hello, this is Sonny with customer support returning a comment. How can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Who is this?
Sonia with customer support.
Sonny, yo. Okay, is this with a gadget something?
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. I won't know until I can pull up your account.
Okay, I don't know what. Okay, I have a lot of. I don't know what. Tell me the company. I'm not understanding. What's the name of the company?
This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies.
Okay. So what do you need from me?
Your zip code.
77088.
First and last name in the account.
Kathleen Crane.
Repeat the first name.
Kathleen with the C, CathLeen, last name Crain.
Okay, will it be under a different name or a zip code?
No.
Do you have your order ID number?
No.
Okay, were you charged anything?
I was.
Okay, what's the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
Give me a second. At this the account number 5466 86.
The first six and last four of the car that was charged.
85547.
You said the first six is
Oh,
eight
the
five
first six
five
is
four
five four
seven.
six six 80. Five
Okay, and
five
the
four
last
seven.
four. Okay, verify your shipping address for
Four
security of
three
the
zero
account.
six RV Mayfield Drive, Houston, Texas, 77088.
Okay, one moment. All right, I've located your account for the discount shopping store membership and the sweepstakes
Yes,
entry to win the cookware. How can I help you?
when it said that I won and all I had to just pay for shipping, I said okay, and then it was $2.97, and then I seen $5 and something, which I said okay, and then the next day it was $67, which I did not authorize anybody to do no $67.
Okay. So when you enter the sweepstakes drawing on October 30th, you paid the $574 for the sweepstakes entry. Looks like you also signed up for the discount shopping store membership. They give you 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets you a $125 voucher to the discount shopping store online.
No, I did not sign up for that.
And it's $67.32 a month.
So I want that removed.
Well, I can go ahead and get the account canceled, but the charge is still valid due to being an after-trial charge. So as a courtesy, I can issue you a 35%
no,
courtesy
why
35% refund of the charge.
Because I've been authorized this, and I've been calling you from day one, and everybody and nobody never answered the phone. So I shouldn't be charged anything.
You have 48 hours to call in to cancel this.
And nobody answered
from
the phone.
October
they always
30th.
Say we're
going to
call. We're going to call. And I called and called, and nobody answered the phone. Okay, so if I call
now,
and nobody answers,
still
what,
the customer
who
to call
and
cancel
that?
This.
If you guys don't answer. And I did. And I did. And I did.
You will still have to keep calling, ma'am. Okay. Well, the account has been canceled. Do you accept the 35% courtesy refund of the charge? The account has been canceled. Do you accept the courtesy refund of 35% for the charge?
No, I want a full refund.
Okay. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I didn't sign anything to tell them I wanted to be on whatever.
And the voucher has already been sent to your email.
That's fraud. No, I did not sign anything. Okay, so it's not saying it don't say
no
anywhere
fraud,
that
ma'am.
I
you automatically signed up for me into the sweepstakes drawing.
No, I have not.
There's an email
anything.
They sent out the same
That's
day you entered the sweepstakes drawing on October 30th.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I'll be more than happy to get the email resent. Okay. The most I can do, ma'am, is I can issue a 50% refund of the charge. It's going to be the most I can do for you.
Fine. Yes, that's, yeah. Okay. That's bullshit. Okay.
Hello? Okay. That 50%